Hey everyone, I decided that I'm going to do audio to go along with some of the things I have blogged about. Not everything, a few things. I've been having my microphones for a while and I'm like super psyched, and you know, I have downloaded recording software, you know, so I've been trying to do it. And now I've gotten the hang of how to use everything. I'm super duper psyched. I got my microphone. Yeah. But anyway. This audio recording is going to be about interracial love. I haven't hid my feelings at all about me being attracted to you. White males. I'm not going to say that I find black men unattractive, because I have two sons and they're by a black man. I'm not going to get into that topic. That's for another audio recording. You know, things happen. I actually rushed into things. I should have taken my time. You never rush into anything. As I've already posted before, you take your time to get to know people, because when it comes to children and when it comes to marriage, this is something that is a decision that is lifelong. You know, co-parenting or trying to co-parent with a parent that's, like I said, that's something else to talk about. But anyway, back to you. Interracial love. I find white men very attractive. It's nothing against black men at all. I do have to say that the way some black men are, not all, there are some positive black men, there are some good black men, but there are a lot who some are disrespectful, some are cheaters, some have a lot of kids by different females. They're not taking care of their children. They're not, you know, they don't want to get married. They're just irresponsible. And it's not attacking. It's a fact. There are, you know, numbers to show. I think it's like 70-something% of black men that do these things. And I feel sorry for the good ones, because it's seeming like they're non-existent, and that's not true. They exist. It's just that with all the negativity, it's hard to hear them or see them. And it's a shame. I really feel like it's unfortunate for them. I really do. But moving on, I just feel like, my attraction to white men is like, you know, I just can't describe it. It's just something about them. I just find them very appealing. This isn't acting out of the flesh. This is praising God for, you know, creating something so handsome, beautiful, phenomenal. But anyway, it just goes back to my first relationship. My phone again. Anyway, he was very nice, very respectful, we had so many things in common. It is just that chemistry, that connection, you know. Really, love has no color. I get upset when I see there's a woman I follow on YouTube. Her name is Crystalline, and she is like, she always say, "Hey, y'all, I'm the girl who swirl Crystalline, whatever." She's really kind, and she is very forward about her feelings on swirling. You know, she has a husband, he's white. She's wrote a book about swirling, and she gets attacked like all the time. by black men, you know, about her being vocal about how she feels about being attracted to white men and how she feels about her husband. And so she gets a lot of flack, but like I said, love has no color, and we really cannot help who we are attracted to, you know. I'm not knocking people who support black love. Whatever works for you, that's good. But really, it's all about what makes a person happy, you know. And I'm just attracted to white men. That's just how it is. And, you know, I've tried to interact with black men. It's just something about white men. It's nothing there about me when it comes to being working out things with a black man. It's not putting them down. It's just, it is what it is. But anyway, you know, for me, I just hope and want everyone to have the love of their lives, whether it's a white person, black person, Asian person, Latino, whatever race. Everybody deserves to love and be with who they want to be with, you know. So, like, again, I'm so excited about talking on this microphone. I'm like super psyched. And I just feel like it's awesome to be doing something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy writing, you know, my poems. I enjoy speaking. And, you know, it's a blessing to be able to do a little something that you enjoy. So, just having fun. And you guys have a wonderful day.